The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Mesecha Shabbos Daf Kuf Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Hazirik b'yam arba amos, somebody who's standing in the ocean and he throws something dalad amos, potter, he is potter, because a yam is one of the domains, one of the reshuyos of Shabbos that are called a carmelis. There are four primary reshuyos on Shabbos. There's reshus ha-yochid, which means a private domain. A private domain means a walled area that must have a minimum of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim in width, with a wall surrounding it 10 tvachim in height, or a platform 10 tvachim in height with a surface of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. We have a Rishus HaRabim, which is a public area that has people walking through it. There are some Rishonim that hold that you have to have 600,000 people walking through it, and however the Mishnah Berurah paskens that you do not need that amount, even less would be considered a Rishus HaRabim. And there is two Rishuyos that are, there are Bonon that are rabbinical. One of them is called a Carmelis. A Carmelis is a place that Chazal prohibited carrying into and out of, just like other Rishuyos, a Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. But since it is not a complete Rishus HaYochid, or a complete Rishus HaRabim, it has only a rabbinical Isser, it is not Aser D'Oraisa. A Carmelis would be an area that would be 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim in width and length, however, it would not be 4 Tvachim in height, it would be between 3 Tvachim off the ground to 10 Tvachim. So in that area, since it's less than 10 Tvachim high, it cannot be considered a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid, and therefore it would be only usher to carry there rabbinically. And the fourth Rishus is known as a Makam Ptur. A Makam Ptur is an area that has less than 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim width, even though it may be higher than 10 Tvachim or lower, depending, and that would be something that is allowed, a person would be allowed to put something there. Since it has less than 4 Tvachim, it does not have the status of a hanocha, because something of less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim in dimension on a surface area does not have the status of a rishus, of a domain by itself, which is one of the reasons that a person who is walking on Shabbos and finds something in his pocket, he should continue walking and place it on top of a parking meter, because a parking meter, since it does not have a 4 by 4 dimension, is considered a makam ptur, and there is no prohibition to put something in and out of there on Shabbos, whether from Rishus HaYochid or from Rishus HaRabim. Let's discuss a Carmelis. A Carmelis is not only an area that has a dimension of 4x4 but is less than 10 Tvachim in height. There are other Carmelis that are mentioned in the Gemara. One is a very large field. Another one is an ocean, a yam. A yam, a bika, a istavonis. A yam is an area that is not normally frequented by people, and therefore cannot be given the status of a Rishus HaRabim, but yet it is not a private domain either, it is not a Rishus HaYochid. So a Carmelis will generally be something that is not a Rishus HaYochid in dimension, that is, even though it has the proper dimensions for a Hanocha, meaning it has 4x4, but it is not 10 Tvachim in height. Let us now move on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following, Im haya rekek mayim a Rishus HaRabim halechas boy, if there is a puddle of water that's in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and one is standing in the puddle, and he throws an object for Amos, which is around 6.6 feet, he is chayiv for carrying in Rishus HaRabim. The kamahu rekek mayim, and how big or how small, I should say, are the dimensions of the puddle that he is still viewed as if he is standing in Rishus HaRabim? Pachas me'asar tvachim, as long as it is not deeper than 10 tvachim. If it is less than 10 tvachim, it still retains the status of Rishus HaRabim. And just like a person is not allowed to carry Dalet Amos from Shusha Rabbim, he is not allowed to carry Dalet Amos in the puddle, which, as we mentioned before, carrying and throwing are both the same Isser of Eitzah. So you cannot throw Dalet Amos in this puddle in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, what if the puddle was 10 tefachim deep? If the puddle was 10 tefachim deep, we would logically assume that it works, as we said before, it would take on the status of Rosh Hashanah Hayochid. Because a Rosh Hashanah Hayochid is a pit or a platform that has the dimensions of 10 tefachim in height and 4 tefachim in width. However, Rashi says differently. Rashi explains the Mishnah to mean, Kama Oimkoi, how deep is the depth, the Nema Akati Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Hu, Vilainasa Karmelis, that it did not become a Karmelis. Rashi says clearly that if the pit would be 10 tefachim deep, if this puddle would be 10 tefachim deep, it would take on the status of only a Karmelis, which is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbonon. However, the Eraisa, in other words, a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you would not have over here. The simple understanding of Rashi, which by the way is also the Shita of the Rambam, is that since a Karmelis, the Chazal said, an ocean has the status of a Karmelis, we would assume that this body of water is no different than any other body of water, and it would be taking on the status of a Karmelis, and it would be only Darabonim. The problem with this understanding of Rashi is that the Gemara in our Daf, on Amud Aleph, right before the Mishnah, says exactly the opposite. The Gemara says as follows: Bar b'shus harabim amuka asara rechava arba. If you have a pit in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, malei mayim, and it's full of water, v'zarak l'soicha chayiv, and he threw something in it, he is chayiv. The Gemara explains the reason why he is chayiv is because mayim l'mevatim mechitzta, water does not discount, does not disqualify the walls around the pit. They still remain a pit of 10 tefachim deep by 4 tefachim wide, which means a viable Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and a person who throws something into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid would have a chiv of carrying from one Rosh Hashanah to the other Rosh Hashanah. So here we have an explicit Gemara. The Gemara tells us very clearly on our daf itself that if a person has a pit in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that's full of water and it fits the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it is considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid and not a Karmelis. So how can Rashi say on Amud Beis that if you have a puddle that's 10 tefachim deep, actually it would become a Karmelis, but it would never reach the level of Rosh Hashanah Yochid? This question is discussed in various Mefarshim, and in fact, based on this, the Ritva says that our Rekek Mayim, our puddle that we're discussing in the Mishnah, would actually be a Rosh Hashanah Yochid should it have 10 tefachim in depth. That means, not like Rashi explains, that if it has 10 tefachim in depth, it's only a Karmelis. No, says the Ritva, it would actually be considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Based on this question as well, the Sfas Emes sides with the opinion of the Ritva, that it would have a status of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And the Sfas Emes explains that which ocean, which river did Chazal refer to when they gave a din of a Karmelis on a body of water? That's only on a very large ocean. However, on something small, it would have the status of Rosh Hashanah Yochid should it fit the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. An answer to this stira, and to sort of defend Rashi Shita that it is only a Karmelis, even though the Gemara Amud Aleph seems to indicate that a ditch of water that fits the dimension of Rosh Hashanah Yochid is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, the Prima Gadim mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah makes a differentiation between the kind of water that is in the pit. If the water is clear water, and you're able to see the walls of the pit, so then you say, Mayim le mevatli mechitza. Then water does not disqualify the dimensions, and it remains a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. If the water that's in the pit is dirty, then you do say, Mayim mevatli mechitza, this kind of water, because you cannot see the walls of the pit. So therefore, it would not have the status of a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Another explanation given by the Mishnah Berurah would be that it depends on the gradient of the wall of the pit. If the wall of the pit was a telemus slackate, was at a gradient of 4 amos by 10 amos, that means that the height of 10 tefachim of this wall, this slope of the puddle, was so steep that it goes 10 tefachim high in a distance of 4 tefachim, that would make it a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. However, usually a puddle is not so steep. Therefore, it only retains the status of a karmelis. A third explanation is offered by the Pirush Kadmon, that in a puddle, you have people walking through. It's part of Rishus HaRabim. Rabim Mevatel Mechitza. Rabim, a group of people, is going to be Mevatel, the Mechitza, and it does not have the status of Rishus HaYochan anymore, therefore it has the status of a karmelis. However, in a deep pit, people do not walk into a deep pit, therefore it would have a status of a Rishus HaYochan. We would like to suggest a possible fourth explanation, based on the wording of the Rambam, which is only a slight diuk, but still it fits well with the explanation we would like to mention. The Rambam says that if a person has this depth of 10 tefachim, then it has the puddle takes on the status of a karmelis kish'ar yamim, like the other oceans. What does the Rambam mean, like other oceans? So simply speaking, it means just like Chazal made a gezerah on oceans. But we would like to suggest a little further. And the suggestion is as follows. If you have a natural formation of an ocean, Chazal gave it a status of a karmelis. What defines an ocean? Place or Yikavu HaMayim, like it says in Bereishis, it got together, it created a location, which is a river or a stream. It was not created as a separate domain. If a person digs a ditch, he's coming with the intention to dig a ditch, to create a separate area. He might not have intended it, but that's what he's doing. He's creating a separate domain. If you happen to have an area where the gradient with the ground is at such a slope that water gathers together in it, we cannot view that as a Rishus HaYochad that was fashioned as a private domain. Something that was created in the fashion of an ocean, instead of falling into the category of Rishus HaYochad, we would rather view that as something falling into the category of Chazal's Gzera of a Yam. And a Yam, Chazal said, have a din of a Karmelis. So that's what the Rambam says, that if this formation of water, this puddle of water that's sitting in Rishus HaRabim, has the dimensions of 10 by 4, that would only help to take it out of the status of Rishus HaRabim. However, it's not going to give it the status of Rishus HaYochad, because it's still a Yam, Kish'ar Yamim. It's still a gathering of water like any other gathering of water. And just like Chazal made exam any other gathering of water that has the din of a karmelis, here too it has the din of a karmelis. I believe that this is meduyik also in the Meiri, and it would also answer the simple question over here, which the Sfasemis seems to be grappling between the lines, when the Sfasemis explained that all other oceans, why don't they have the status of Rishus HaYochad? So the Sfasemis explains because it's very large. An ocean is something that's very large, so it does not have the status of Rishus HaYochad, even though it might have the dimensions of the Rishus HaYochad. That's something that's difficult to understand, because where are we going to draw the line? What is something that's large and what's something that's small? How large is considered large to be considered an ocean, and how small is considered small? If we go with this explanation, it seems to be clear. If it's something that's created in the manner of an ocean, it's something that everyone understands is something that happened sort of through the rainwater gathering there by itself, that's the Chazal's Gzera of an ocean. That's a gathering of a river or a stream. Doesn't matter how much water is there. That's, as long as it's something that fits into the category of Yamim, Chazal regozer a din of a karmelis. However, if you're going to go with the logic that really even any kind of body of water, if it has a dimension, should have a din of Rishus HaYochad, then already we'd be hard-pressed to differentiate between the size of an ocean, at which point do we say that it lost the status of Rishus HaYochad and it takes on the status of a karmelis. So based on this Lashon HaRambam, we would have a very nice explanation for Rashi that a puddle is different than a bar. A puddle is different than a ditch of water. A puddle is something where water happened to gather together. That fits more into the category of a lake or a river or an ocean. Chazal made exer of a karmelis. If it's a pit that was created specifically for that, so that takes on a different Rishus. A different Rishus has been Rishus HaYochad already. On the other hand, a puddle would have been only of a karmelis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.